1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to 1110 KBND. As far as what's going on with sports this morning, what a great day if you're not a Laker fan. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant had 22 points and 7 rebounds as the Thunder rallied for a 77-75 win over the Lakers in Game 2 of their West semifinal series last night in Oklahoma City. Durant says he wanted to be aggressive on the game-winning shot.
Well, I didn't want to shoot a three or shoot a long shot in the pick and roll. I just tried to, you know, go around him and use my length to, you know, shoot over top of Gasol. I think Gasol came over and helped. And when it left my hand, it, you know, I was close to the rim. And, you know, I just tried to put some touch on it and it went in.
Russell Westbrook netted 15 points to help the Thunder grab a 2-0 lead in the seven-game set. Oklahoma City is 6-0 in this year's playoffs. The series shifts to the Staples Center for Game 3 tomorrow night. Celtics rolled to a 107-91 win over the 76ers in Game 3 of their semifinal series. Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo, and Paul Pierce all had double-doubles by the start of the fourth quarter. Boston grabbed a 2-1 lead in the series with the victory. David Clarkson scored 231 into the final frame to give the Devils a 3-2 victory over the Rangers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Best-of-seven series shifts to New Jersey on Saturday, tied at a game apiece.
In Northwest sports, the City of Seattle, King County, and investor Chris Hansen have reached agreement in the effort to build an arena that could bring pro basketball back to the Emerald City. The memorandum announced yesterday now goes before the City Council and King County Council for approval. The city and county's investment would be capped at $200 million if both an NBA and NHL team are acquired, and would be capped at $120 million if only an NBA team can be secured. Washington State has signed 6'9 center James Hunter to play basketball next season. Hunter is from Sydney, Australia. He played last season at Gillette College in Wyoming, where he averaged 13 points and nearly 7 rebounds per game. Washington State's season-opening football game at BYU, originally scheduled for September 1st, has been moved up 2 days to Thursday, August 30th, so that it can be televised nationally on ESPN. The NCAA softball tournament begins today, with Portland State playing Oregon tonight at 6 in the Eugene Regional. Oregon State plays Tulsa tomorrow in the Norman, Oklahoma region. In baseball, the Mariners were pounded by Cleveland 9-3, the Portland Pilots stranded 10, and were shut out 3-0 at Washington. I'm Scott Lynn on the Northwest Radio News Network.